Hey, it's Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Grace McCaug from New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild.
No one will be surprised to know that one of my favorite things to do is to wander around in the woods. I try to get out every morning.
Me too, especially after snowfall. When the trees are covered in snow, the sun is shining, and the sky is blue. It's quiet and so bright.
The winter woods appear to be uniformly deep snow, but there's a lot of small microclimates within the forest.
Winter snowfall tends to peak in January and February, and the snow in the forest is often deepest in late winter, but it's rarely uniform in depth.
The snow is being intercepted by a conifer snow umbrella that keeps the snow off the ground. Those thick interlacing needles of hemlock, pine, and spruce can intercept about 60% of the snow, and that insulates the space beneath. If you're a deer or a moose, you seek out those spots.
Ah, deer yards, a snug little place for deer to bed down, with dense conifer cover overhead and protection from brisk northwest winds.
Well, when there's enough continuous conifer canopy, deer yards can actually cover hundreds of acres. It's possible in the White Mountain National Forest and higher elevation areas of the state. It also makes it easier for the deer to walk around in the understory on well-established trails that radiate outward to food and browse.
A deer's stomach biome actually changes in winter, adapting digestion to a winter diet called browse. Think of twigs, buds, low hemlock boughs, or bark. It's a lower quality food, but it sustains the deer for months until the snow melts.
Well, just not the pines. All that gummy pitch isn't really palatable.
It's not just deer who benefit from the insulation of snow-covered conifers. Overwintering birds use evergreen trees and shrubs as a place to escape the cold and wind.
That's true. Like the cheerful and common winter-adapted black-capped chickadees.
And owls, too. Owls take advantage of the microclimate within dense pine and spruce trees for protection from snow and rain and to reduce heat loss.
Owls use dense conifers in warmer seasons, too, to hide from harassment by crows. And the high branches of conifers make an ideal hunting perch for owls spotting small prey in the snow, like voles or mice.
Right, those little rodents are down there, too, using conifer cover and exposed leaf litter to find roots, bark, and seeds.
Shallower snow doesn't last long in southern New Hampshire. Forests in New Hampshire transition from more hardwood trees in the south at lower elevations.
Compared to northern forests of New Hampshire, where forests have a higher concentration of conifers and where winters are longer and snow is deeper overall.
Deciduous trees and shrubs don't catch snow. Solar radiation is absorbed by the dark tree bark and branches and radiated back to the ground. And that leads to snow melting around trunks, creating tree wells.
One plant helps another, keeping nearby plants just a little bit warmer.
Maybe some people think the winter woods is a uniform whiteness. There are a lot of variations to snow depth and how wildlife take advantage of them.
Something Wild is a partnership of New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR.
Ermine.
How you doing? My name is Ermine.
Carmine was like Laverne and Shirley's boyfriend.
I don't know anything
like
you just said.
Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff of Happy Days.
What was Happy Days?
I love it.